USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government would put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A CDC advisory committee declined to lift a pause on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after a meeting on Wednesday, instead saying that it would look at more data surrounding the 6 cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. 6 women developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. 1 woman died and 3 more remain hospitalized. The panel said it recommended continuing the nationwide pause of the use of the shot until more data can be reviewed. Dr. Amesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University, and he tells CBS News exactly what data the CDC committee will be looking for.
First of all, we want to know how common is this. There's 6 cases that's been reported. There looks like there was 1 in a clinical trial that occurred as well. So we want to know, are these all the cases? Are there more out there? So now we've alerted clinicians, so people will start looking. That will help understand the denominator, how big of a problem this is, as well as the numerator. And then also we want to look at these 6 women and understand, you know, is it really something that's restricted to females? Are there any risk factors?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is continuing to monitor the buildup of Russian troops at the Russia-Ukraine border. John Clemens reports.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we call upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Congressional Democrats are expected to introduce legislation on Thursday to add 4 seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The legislative push coming after President Biden appointed a commission last week to study a potential expansion of the court. The idea has drawn strong opposition from Republicans. And the Houston Astros placed 5 players on the injured list Wednesday for health and safety protocols. All-stars Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, DH Jordan Alvarez, catcher Martin Maldonado, and infielder Robel Garcia were all placed on the list, but team officials would not say whether any of those players had tested positive for COVID-19. They also did not say how long each player would be out of the lineup. The Astros game with the Detroit Tigers did go on as scheduled on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.